This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Liz Witcher, a master's student in biology at Florida Tech, and she's here to tell us about the Making Ripples film contest. We're going to have a showing and an announcement of the winners. Tell us all about it.
Thank you so much, Terry. The Youth Making Ripples Film Festival is an opportunity for K through 12 students to submit short films with a message focused on marine science and ocean conservation. And then we screen the finalists and the winners at film festivals around the country. This year, the showing at Florida Tech is going to be on Thursday, March 16th at 6:30 p.m., in the Gleason Auditorium. Admission is free, and people can RSVP at youthmakingripples.org.
Are you going to have the showcase beforehand where you have people answering questions and showing exhibit cool
stuff?
Yeah,
absolutely. So at 6:30, our doors are going to open and we're going to have tables set up with graduate students from Florida Tech, both in the biology department and the Department of Marine and Environmental Studies. And they'll be talking about some of the research that's going on at Florida Tech. And then we've also got some local groups from around the community who are going to have presentations about marine science projects in the area.
It's a cool way to learn a lot and enjoy the shows and creativity of some of the students that have not only submitted, but the winners too.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a really fun evening. It's a great opportunity to learn about ocean conservation, especially the efforts that are happening around Florida. And we're actually going to be showcasing a lot of the films that we had submitted from this local area. We had some submissions from West Melbourne Elementary School, and then we also had some submissions from Palm Bay High School. So we're very excited to be showcasing some of the local Brevard films.
What's the purpose of this endeavor?
Our goal is to give students the opportunity to use their creative talents to act as a voice for our oceans. So we'd like to give students the opportunity to learn a little bit about filmmaking and then also have an impact on their community and on the world.
Brings awareness to the situation.
Yes, yeah, it brings awareness to a lot of the issues in ocean conservation that are relevant for Florida and then around the world.
And this is a national contest?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this year we received submissions from all over the nation, as well as a lot of local submissions. We've got submissions from California, Massachusetts, a bunch of other states. And so we're very excited to be able to show a wide variety of films and a lot of young talent.
And this was the Florida Tech Endeavor. You kind of built on an existing competition.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is the fourth year of the Youth Making Ripple Festival, and the festival got its start at Florida Tech. It was founded by two Florida Tech graduate students and began as part of a larger film festival that was focused on providing scientists and graduate students with the opportunity to create films about their research. And we decided it was important to provide an outlet for youth to do that, too. Each year, we receive about 100 submissions from all over the nation, and winners in the past have received scholarships and prizes from local businesses and organizations. This year's winners are invited to join a shark tagging expedition with the Angari Foundation, so they'll be able to go out and participate in some real-life marine science, so we're very excited for them. And so we'd really like to encourage any teachers or schools in the area to come and see what the films are like and consider submitting next year.
What an exciting thing to go on a shark tagging. Instead of getting a trophy that you can just sit on the shelf, you get to go have a cool experience. What a great idea.
This is the Youth Making Ripples Film Festival. It's going to be on Thursday, March 16th at 6:30 p.m. in Gleason Auditorium. And please RSVP and find more information at youthmakingripples.org. You can also go to Facebook/YouthMakingRipples or find us on Twitter at YouthMakingRipples.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. This is so exciting.
Thank you very much, Terry, for having me.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection, and link up with the Youth Making Ripples Film Competition website. It's all on our website, the address wfit.org.